Welcome back to Buffy's Flavorful Journey, where we not only explore the best in cooking, baking, and gardening, but we also dive into the issues that shape our lives and our country. Because as I always say, life is a journey. I'm your host, Buffy, and today we're stepping into the political kitchen to serve up a hot dish of analysis on the 2024 Republican National Convention and the 2024 Democratic National Convention. I'll break down the key messages from each side as I see it. I'll also spotlight the standout speakers, and I'll share my predictions for who might win the presidency, control of the House, and also control of the Senate. So whether you're here for the politics or just curious about the latest election buzz, stay tuned. This is an episode you won't want to miss because as of today, August 28th, 2024, we only have 69 days until we elect the new U.S. president. Now, analyzing the messages presented at the 2024 Republican and Democratic National Conventions requires careful consideration of both parties' strategies, key issues they emphasized in the political landscape as it stood during those conventions. That's the criteria I used when looking at both conventions. Let's start with the Republican National Convention, or RNC, for 2024. Key messages. Number one, economic nationalism. The Republican platform heavily emphasized America first. They used those kind of economic policies, and they focused on reducing dependency on foreign manufacturing and prioritizing American workers. The message was framed around bringing back jobs and revitalizing domestic industries, and the continuation of those themes were from previous Republican campaigns. Number two, border security and immigration. A significant portion of the convention focused on strengthening border security and curbing illegal immigration. The Republicans painted a picture of a country under siege by illegal immigration, and they promised stricter enforcement and border protection. Number three, cultural conservatism. The RNC also leaned into social issues, highlighting traditional family values, religious freedom, and opposition to what they termed as the quote-unquote woke agenda. This messaging targeted conservative and evangelical voters, and it emphasized the importance of protecting cultural heritage and resisting progressive changes. Number four, law and order. Another major theme was the support for law enforcement and a strong stance against crime, painting the Democratic Party as soft on crime and advocating for policies that would restore law and order in cities across the country. And the last one, number five, foreign policy. The RNC stressed a strong military and defense posture, portraying the GOP as the party that would stand up to global threats, especially from China and Russia. That's laughable, don't you think? Especially the Russia one. But anyway, the GOP criticized the Democrats for what they described as a weak foreign policy approach. Now, let's talk about the standout speakers at the 2024 RNC. I thought number one, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. Why did I choose him? Well, as a prominent figure within the Republican Party, and a potential presidential candidate, DeSantis delivered a speech focused on his achievements in Florida, especially regarding COVID-19 policies, economic growth, and conservative social values. His strong stance on fighting wokeism and promoting individual freedoms resonated deeply with the base, as he positioned himself as a key figure for the party's future. Number two, Nikki Haley, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Why did I choose her? Well, I found her speech to be powerful. It was a blend of patriotism, foreign policy expertise, and a call for unity within the party. She emphasized her experiences on the global stage, and she presented a vision for America that combined strength abroad with unity at home. Her ability to connect with both the traditional Republican base and the more moderate voters made her a standout speaker in my mind. Number three, Josh Hawley, Senator from Missouri. Hawley's speech focused on issues of big tech regulation, national sovereignty, and populism. His critique of the elite and his call for a government that better serves working class Americans struck a chord with many attendees. His rhetoric was fiery and direct, and it appealed to the populist wing of the Republican Party. And the last speaker I found to be a standout was Kristi Noem, Governor of South Dakota. I found her speech to be highlighted with her state's conservative policies, especially on COVID-19 and economic freedoms. She framed her leadership as a model for the nation, appealing to those who value limited government and personal responsibility. Her charisma and clear articulation of conservative principles made her a notable figure at the RNC for 2024. Now let's shift to the Democratic National Convention, or DNC, for 2024. Their key messages. Number one, economic equality and workers' rights. The Democrats focused on addressing income inequality, proposing higher taxes on the wealthy, expanding social safety nets, and promoting labor rights. Their messaging was about ensuring a fair economy that works for everyone, not just the top 1%ers. Two, climate change and green energy. A significant portion of the DNC was dedicated to climate action, emphasizing the transition to renewable energy, investment in green jobs, and the necessity of combating climate change as a global existential threat. The Democrats positioned themselves as the party of science and environmental responsibility. Three, social justice and equity. The DNC highlighted issues of racial justice, gender equality, and LGBTQ+ rights, framing these as central to their platform. They advocated for policies to address systemic racism, protect reproductive rights, and ensure equality for all Americans. Four, healthcare reform. Healthcare was a cornerstone issue with the Democrats as they advocated for expanding access to healthcare, including moving closer to a public option or even a single-payer system. They emphasized healthcare as a human right and criticized Republican efforts to dismantle the Affordable Care Act. And number five, democracy and voting rights. The Democrats stressed the importance of protecting democracy, ensuring fair and accessible elections, and countering what they described as Republican efforts to suppress the vote. They proposed reforms to safeguard the electoral process and expand voting rights. Now, let's talk about the four standout speakers at the 2024 DNC. First up, Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States, and the Democratic nominee for President of the United States. Why did I choose her? Well, as a sitting Vice President and a central figure in the administration, Harris's speech was pivotal. She focused on the achievements of the Biden administration, especially in healthcare, infrastructure, and climate change. She also spoke passionately about social justice issues, framing the election as a choice between progress and regression. Her speech aimed to galvanize the base, especially amongst women and minority voters. Two, Stacey Abrams, former Georgia gubernatorial candidate and voting rights advocate. Abrams delivered a compelling speech centered on voting rights, democracy, and social justice. She spoke to the heart of the Democratic agenda, and she emphasized the importance of protecting voting access and expanding civil rights. Her personal story and her work in turning Georgia blue in recent elections made her a highly influential speaker at the 2024 DNC. Number three, Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation. His speech combined policy detail with a hopeful vision for America's future. He highlighted the administration's infrastructure accomplishments, framing them as essential to the nation's long-term success, and his ability to articulate complex issues in an accessible manner, plus his appeal to younger and more moderate voters, made his speech stand out, in my opinion. And number four, I think you all knew she'd be on here, Michelle Obama, former First Lady of the United States. Michelle Obama, once again, captivated the audience with a speech that was both deeply personal and politically resonant. She emphasized the importance of character, empathy, and leadership in the presidency, drawing on her own experiences in the White House. And her ability to connect emotionally with the audience, plus her call for active civic engagement, resonated widely, especially with women and minority voters. Now, for both conventions, why did I choose those speakers? Well, one, personal narratives and connection. Many of these speakers successfully connected their personal stories or their state or national achievements with broader themes relevant to the American electorate. This personal connection made their messages more relatable and compelling. Also, number two, policy focus and vision. Both conventions highlighted speakers who could effectively communicate their party's policy achievements and future vision. The ability to frame these issues in a way that resonated with key voter demographics was critical. And charisma and oratory skill. Charisma and strong oratory skills were evident among these standout speakers. Whether through impassioned pleas or clear, detailed presentations, these individuals were able to engage and energize their respective audiences. Basically, in my opinion, these speakers played significant roles in shaping the narrative of their parties at the conventions, and they influenced both the base and undecided voters as the race heads into its final stretch. Now, my prediction for the winner of the U.S. presidential race. I believe Kamala Harris is going to win. Why? Well, number one, demographic shifts. The Democratic platform is likely to resonate more with younger voters, minorities, and urban populations who are growing in numbers and political influence. Issues like climate change, social justice, and health care are especially important to these demographics, and that, I believe, could drive higher voter turnout. Two, suburban voters. In recent elections, suburban voters have increasingly leaned toward the Democrats, especially among women and college-educated voters. The Republicans' emphasis on cultural conservatism and immigration might alienate these voters, especially if the Democrats successfully paint the GOP as out of touch with modern American values. Three, health and economy post-pandemic. Voters still concerned about health care and economic recovery post-pandemic may find the Democratic proposals for health care reform and economic equality more appealing, especially if the Republicans are perceived as prioritizing corporations and the wealthy over the middle class and the poor. Four, climate change. Climate change is a growing concern, especially among younger voters, and the Democrats' focus on this issue could be a significant factor in mobilizing voters who see this as a critical issue for the future. And five, can't forget this one, the Trump factor. The 2024 GOP candidate is Donald Trump, and his polarizing figure could both energize his base and mobilize opposition. In contrast, the Democratic candidate, Kamala Harris, appeals to a broader coalition by presenting a message of unity and progress. Now, both parties have strong bases. The Democrats focus on emerging issues like climate change, social justice, and health care, combined with their appeal to growing demographic groups. And I believe that positions them as the likely winner in the 2024 presidential race. However, this prediction does hinge on voter turnout and the ability of each party to mobilize and persuade undecided voters. But what about Congress? What are my predictions for who's going to win control of the House of Representatives and the Senate? For the House of Representatives, I believe the Republican Party is going to win. In the Senate, I believe it's going to go to the Democratic Party, and I'll tell you why. For House of Representatives, number one, historical trends. Midterm and off-year election trends typically favor the party not holding the presidency. In 2024, this could benefit Republicans as they leverage dissatisfaction with the sitting president, especially in districts that were narrowly won by Democrats in previous elections. Two, gerrymandering and redistricting. The 2020 census led to redistricting, and in many states, the Republican-controlled legislatures have drawn maps that favor the GOP. This gerrymandering could give Republicans a structural advantage in the House, allowing them to win a majority, even if they don't win the popular vote by a large margin. Three, local issues and campaigns. House races tend to be more localized, with candidates' connections to their districts playing a significant role. Republicans often focus on issues like taxes, gun rights, and education at the local level, which can resonate in suburban and rural areas. And four, voter turnout. Voter turnout in House elections can fluctuate. And in 2024, if Republican voters are more motivated, especially by issues like immigration and cultural conservatism, they may outvote Democratic-leaning constituencies, especially in competitive districts. I also have four reasons for my Senate prediction going to the Democrats. One, electoral map. The Senate map in 2024 is more favorable to Democrats than it was in 2022. Several Republican-held seats in swing states will be up for grabs, providing opportunities for Democratic gains, especially in states where demographic changes are moving in their favor, such as Arizona and Georgia. Two, candidate quality. Senate races often hinge on the quality of the candidates. If the Democrats field strong, moderate candidates who can appeal to independents and swing voters, they are more likely to win key battleground states. In contrast, if Republicans nominate candidates perceived as extreme or closely tied to Trump, they could struggle in those same competitive races. Three, national issues. The Senate tends to be more influenced by national issues than the House. If the Democrats maintain a focus on health care, climate change, and voting rights, they may mobilize a broad coalition of voters, especially in states where these issues are significant concerns. And four, fundraising and campaign infrastructure. Democrats have shown strong fundraising capabilities in recent election cycles, which can give them an edge in expensive Senate races. And their ability to run well-funded, well-organized campaigns could be critical in tight races. So in conclusion, House of Representatives, well, I believe the Republicans are likely to gain control due to favorable redistricting, historical trends, and their focus on issues that resonate locally in many competitive districts. And in the Senate, the Democrats are more likely to maintain or even expand their majority thanks to a more favorable electoral map, the importance of national issues, and potentially strong candidates in battleground states. Now, of course, these predictions assume that voter turnout patterns remain consistent with recent trends and that no major unforeseen political events drastically alter the current landscape. The balance of power in both chambers will significantly influence the ability of the next president to implement their agenda, making these races critical to watch. And that wraps up our dive into the 2024 U.S. political conventions. As we've seen, both parties are cooking up some serious strategies, but only time will tell whose recipe for America resonates most with voters. So whether you're leaning red, blue, or somewhere in between, it's clear that this election will be a defining moment for our country. Thanks so much for joining me on this political journey today. And remember, every vote, including yours, counts. so be sure to make yours heard. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share it with your friends, and join the conversation on social media. And until next time, all the best to you and yours. Bye for now.